And this is Ozarks at Large. Last night, of course, Nobel Peace Prize winner Elie Wiesel spoke to a packed house inside the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. The line started forming outside the Walton Arts Center before 4 yesterday afternoon. The Holocaust survivor and author of the memoir Night was in town as part of the University of Arkansas student-funded Distinguished Lecture Series. Wiesel participated in a brief press conference prior to the lecture.
I think our duty, our moral duty, is to see to it that all other people should have the same privilege of being happy with their own life. A life that does not mean an insult to others.
Elie Wiesel has written more than 50 books and taught at Boston University, Yale, and City University of New York. Shortly after receiving the Nobel Peace Prize in 1986, he established the Elie Wiesel Foundation for Humanity, and he was a driving force in the creation of the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C. The Secretary of State's office says it will not block a former Arkansas lawmaker who resigned after a felony theft conviction from running again for his old seat. This comes despite a request by the state Democratic Party saying that Fred Smith is ineligible to run. A spokesperson for the Secretary of State's office, Candace Martin, says the party sent a second letter to the Secretary of State yesterday saying,
under Arkansas law, and particularly some case law that has dealt with a similar issue to this in the past, it very clearly states that political parties have both the right and the responsibility of certifying the eligibility of candidates to run. And so we've respectfully requested the Secretary of State's office to not transfer Mr. Smith's name to the ballot.
But the Secretary of State's office is refusing, and spokesperson Alex Reed says at this point Fred Smith will be on the May primary ballot.
The case that they cited was Hill versus Carter from 2004. And if you read into that case, it says in the opinion, the Arkansas Supreme Court opinion, at this stage of the election process, it would appear to this court that the appropriate procedure to be followed by the political party, should the party wish to remove a certified candidate's name from the ballot pre-election, is to file a petition in circuit court.
No word yet if the party will do that. Fred Smith, who is a former Harlem Globetrotter, wants to again run for the East Arkansas House seat he held briefly last year before his conviction.